Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Tazria, that's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chav Tes. Now the Pasuk moves on to another type of tzaras, v'ishi isha, man or woman, kiya v'inaga b'rosh abizakon, if they have a nega, if they have an affliction on the head or on the beard. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Tes, b'rosh abizakon, ba'akos v'lchalik b'in nega shem kaim seir l'nega shem kaim basar. The Pasuk is telling us that there's a difference if there's a nega, an affliction, in a place where there usually is hair, like the head or the beard, as opposed to if it's in a place just on the regular flesh, such as the arm or the leg. This one, a nega which is in a place which usually doesn't have hair, such as on the regular flesh, so then you could tell that it's tummy if it has white hair in it. This one, that's in a place that usually does have hair, you can tell that it's tummy because it has yellowish hair. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, v'ra'akoinus a nega, the kain should look at the nega, v'hine mar'ehu amek mina'ar, if its appearance is deeper than the skin, v'yseher tzahiv duck, and it has weak yellowish hair, v'tima osea kain nesaku, then the kain should be metami it, it's a nesek, tzaras harosh ahazakonhu, it's tzaras of the head or the beard. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Uvayser Tzahiv Shnepach Ser Shachar Shabayl Tzahiv. The black hair of the head or the beard turned to yellow. Nesek, who is a nesek? What is a nesek? Kach Shemay Shal Nega Shem Kaim Ser. This is the name of the nega, which is in the place where there's hair. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Bavechi Yira Akoinus a nega a nesek. Vehine Ein Ma'ariu Amek Minaar. If when the kain looks at it, he sees it's not deeper than the skin. Veser Shachar Ein Bay. It does not have black hair. Vehizgar Akoinus a nega a nesek Shivas Yamim. The kain should lock away this nega for 7 days, meaning the person is quarantined for 7 days. The kain should look at the nega on the seventh day. If it didn't spread out, if it does not have yellowish hair, and the appearance of the nesek is not deeper than the skin. So he shall shave all of the hair which is around the nesek, but don't shave the nesek itself. And then he should quarantine him for another 7 days. The kain should look at the nesek on the seventh day. If it did not spread out on the skin, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin, the kain should be metar him, he shall wash his clothing and he'll be tahar. However, if the nesek does spread out on the skin, after he was metar it, and the kain sees it, and behold it spread out, the kain does not have to examine it to see if it has yellow hair, it's tamei. However, if in his eyes the nesek remained, and then black hair sprouted in it, near Pahanesek Taharu, the Nesek became healed, it's Tahar, Vitiare Akain, and the Kain's Metire. And now another scenario of Tsaras. Vishha Isha, man or woman, Kiya Ba'ar Basar Baharis, Baharis Lavanas, if they have on their skin spots, white spots. Vira Akain, the Kain looks, Vihine Ba'ar Basarim, Baharis Chaos Lavanas, and they have on their flesh these dim white spots. Bayaku Parach Ba'ar is just a bayak which spread out on the skin. Taharu, it's Tahar, and it's not Tsaras. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up continuing to talk about Tsaras tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.